How do I protect myself? People with complex PTSD easily throw themselves into protecting other people, but when it comes to ourselves, we literally freeze. Why is that, and how can we change it? It feels unsafe because childhood conditioning taught us protecting ourselves leads to punishment, abandonment, or more danger. Mirror neurons and protector parts. Our nervous system literally lights up when we see other people in pain or danger because no one protected us. And those three core wounds I've talked about in other videos, we believe we're the problem, that we have to work really hard for love, approval, and validation, and we can't trust our reality. These wounds make self-protection feel selfish, very unsafe, which leads to self-betrayal for us. And here's the thing, learning to protect ourselves is ending the cycle of self-betrayal. That protector part inside of you doesn't need to be redirected away from other people. It just needs permission and to feel safe enough to extend that fierceness to you. Start asking yourself, if I was to protect myself the way that I protect other people, what would I do right now? We have to learn to reparent ourselves, talk to our inner child the way that we talk to a child that we adore. I've got you. I won't let anyone hurt you. Boundaries practice. These are very hard for us, so we have to start very small. Learning to say, I need a break right now, instead of pushing through into dysregulation. Not answering a text or a call immediately when your body says, I need to rest. Start noticing when you go to help or rescue someone, ask yourself, do they really need my help, or do I feel responsible for rescuing them and unsafe if I don't? Use the 3-second pause rule before you agree to anything. Even just those 3 seconds allows you to pause and check if it costs you more than you have in your tank. Practice self-protection in safe contexts first, with trusted people or low-stakes situations, so that the nervous system learns that it doesn't always lead to disaster. And with that comes a reality check ritual. When that fear of losing connection rises, ask yourself, if setting a boundary ends the relationship, it wasn't a safe relationship in the first place. Practicing self-compassion is huge. I recommend looking up Krista Neff. When shame says, but I don't deserve protection, pause and add one compassionate sentence. I'm scared to protect myself, but I'm learning, and that counts. Protecting ourselves is all part of the CPTSD recovery. It's the antidote to self-abandonment and betrayal. Start with small boundaries, layer in compassion, and teach those protector parts to fight for you too. Because you already know how to do it. You've been doing it for other people your whole life. Now it's your turn. And if you want me to do a deeper dive into scripts for practicing setting boundaries, let me know in the comments.